This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get the headlines here. Brought to us by our friends over at Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Heat, they got game 4 against the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, looking to avoid the sweep after suffering their worst postseason loss in team history, 37-point loss in
Wasn't
game
that close.
It wasn't that close. At one point, it was 40, but it was right there with the OKC Memphis game 1. It was a ass kicking, like, thorough ass kicking in the paint.
You ever watch a game as a fan of a team, and you watching the team they play and go, not gonna miss today, huh? That's the way I felt.
Yeah, well, hard to miss when every shot was at the rim. They were like, yeah. How many games you seen a team get blown out like that when you shoot 50% from three basically the whole game?
Right. That's what
Willy
I'm saying.
Willy nilly to the paint, Leroy. Jared Allen was like, oh, this is easy work. I mean, he's giving you, listen, love Kalo. Love him. Not blaming
he's
him.
He's giving him the business.
He's getting a lesson, which is okay. Jared Allen, not three postseasons ago, had the quote, the lights were brighter than we expected. Okay. And that was when he wasn't even a rookie. So, look, learning experience, a tough learning experience.
Could have had it 6 months earlier.
You're going back to this dude. He's played for 3 straight months.
You can't keep going to this. And the regular season and playoffs are totally different. Hey, the kid looks like a deer in headlights.
By the way.
He does.
Stop it. Okay.
Stop what?
I hate that the Heat are getting thumped. I'm searching, just like we all are, right? So no need in attacking me about my ridiculous comments.
But we don't expect ridiculous comments from you, Leroy. I expect ridiculous comments from him.
Thank you.
That's something I've been saying 6 months ago. So
yeah, he's
knew it when I listen.
No, you were when it. You were saying it 6 months ago, it made sense because the kid was playing good. But not at the playoffs started.
Yeah.
It's been a tough go.
You know what's crazy, though? I think football is a little bit different in that I remember my first playoff game. I didn't necessarily feel, you know, I felt the angst and excitement or whatever. But as soon as you get busted in the mouth, right, that's a game changer right there. I said, oh, you're trying to hit people in the head with garbage cans.
Well, right? I think the thing with this Cleveland team is, look, they're just damn good. They got and they've beaten
yes!
they've beaten the Heat every friggin' which way. Like, they outbenched them. then you got spited. Even the best game you played, like what happened at the end, best player hit every shot. At the best the Heat played, they played great in game two. Bad second quarter, but they came through. They showed guts. But at the end, you just couldn't stop Donovan Mitchell.
That's what good teams do.
And then this one, it was just two bigs, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, just killing Miami in the paint. Just everything. And then Strus, of course, with
he's getting his lick back, boy.
Here we go.
I saw that. I saw that handsome bastard walking out the building. I said, look at him.
That hair is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Vlad, it's better in person.
Me mugging, chirping at the crowd.
Dude, when he basically blocked Andrew Wiggins at the rim, which I don't know what happened to Andrew Wiggins. Oh, my God. But he blocks Andrew Wiggins at the rim. And then hits a three, and he just starts hitting the chest and flailing his hair like a peacock. Just like, look at him. This handsome bastard. Killing us. Hate him. Hate him so much.
Hey, isn't it crazy that you could shoot 50% from three?
Wasn't even close, ever.
And get marked?
30-something?
Well, I think they were like 10% from twos. I was like, this is crazy. No, they took everything away. Tyler, you know, another underwhelming game from him. Bam, you know, Bam. Turnover after turnover. Dude, he passed like, I'm like, hey, stop passing it to DJ Khaled, Bam.
You know what I hate? When they throw it to no one and go.
That's on me.
We know.
Or they go there.
We know.
Yeah, no. Oh, that was on you? The one that was 7 feet away from Andrew Wiggins? Didn't know.
Love the one when they hit their head. They put their two hands on the top of their head like,
And then to just make matters worse for him, he gets tangled up because we've been seeing some bad falls with the Jimmy fall and the jaw fall, and then Bam gets this fall. Like, oh, no. This is going to be – and you're just waiting like, is he going to get up? Okay, finally got up. And then I was like, well, what happened? Because it happened so fast. So I'm like watching the replay. I'm like, I still don't know whose fault that is, if that's Haywood's fault or Bam's fault. I think Bam took himself out because it's like he jumped while Haywood was there. Haywood wasn't taking blame for it after the game. He goes, that's not on me. You jumped.
It's like,
it was right there with the Gators blocking themselves.
Here's what you realize. This was a play-in team. This is what play-in teams look like against the number one seed.
Bottom of play-in.
And in one rare instance, you beat a one seed. But for the most part, if you look at both situations, this is what the play-in looks like.
Yeah, this is how it's supposed to go, usually.
I mean, it's crazy. Now, conversely, the West is the wild, wild West. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Steph, without Jimmy, had a crazy game with, man, he shimmies a lot. He's got more dance moves than ever now. Old Steph?
Yeah, it's like as if he got like a Viagra all of a sudden. He's just shimmying all over the place.
But you know what's crazy? Like, if you watch Steph play, that dude runs around like he's 20. He's always moving.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't posting up nowhere. He's running. He's like, yeah. It's crazy. Your Knicks came through. That Jalen Brunson. Woo.
Captain Clutch.
That Jalen Brunson. You know what? It got to the point in the fourth quarter where he said, you know what, guys? I'm going to the rim. There is nothing you can do about it, nothing you can do about it, and nothing you can do about it. The only people that's going to get my way is my own team, but I'm going to the rim, and I don't care what y'all do. And he got more layups in the fourth quarter. I mean, he broke off everybody. They were like fighting. I got him this time. I got him. I got him. Nope.
And the bodega, baby. The bodega. Bodega hit some shots.
Is that Cat? Is that who the bodega is?
Yeah.
The big bodega.
No. Well, because you know, if you're a bodega, you know, there's a lot of bodegas in New York, and if you go to the bodegas in New York, there's always a cat laying on some loaf of bread.
Ah.
So that's bodega. So yeah.
So here's the thing though. Even with that,
bodegas.
Even with all that, Cat still plays the softest of all them guys, right?
Nah. He was going inside.
I would say Hart.
It's
Brunson. Cat,
I'm gonna tell you this, Leroy.
He's
Carl
skilled.
Anthony
not...
is a talented player, and he was just born with a face that is punchable and people don't like.
He's got bad reactions.
So, yes, so the reactor. So even when you think he's playing physical, but because of his face and his expressions, you think it's soft. But he was actually.
So he's one of those people, no matter what he does, because he looks soft, we going to just.
Right. Even when he's playing strong.
I mean, you guys are doing what you should be doing. I mean, this is a baby Pistons team. It's a baby Pistons team. You're basically taking on a child. Is the fire alarm going on?
I don't know what's going on in here, bro.
Do we have to leave?
You see the light? Is your light flickering too?
It sure is. I just heard something too. I thought it was somebody out there. It was like, come on with your hands up. I thought that was like, and then I was like, it kind of sounds like a fire alarm. But now, what do we do here, Vlad? Like, nobody's here. Do we leave?
I don't know.
What do we do?
Look outside if you see the fire trucks.
I don't see anything.
I don't see a fire truck there, but maybe he's in the. Did anybody cook anything? There's nobody here.
There's nobody here. Like, even the Citadel's closed.
Well, by the way, which makes it worse. Because if nobody's there and the fire alarm's going on.
Let me know what the robot voice is saying, Vlad. Mijo's telling something to Radio Libre. That was crazy. So can you hear it in the background?
Wait. After this weekend, this is about how I thought Monday would go.
Yeah. I was like, do we leave? What do we do? I don't want to not take a fire seriously if there's a fire, but.
All right. My cousin's there and. Dan Day saying they're just testing the fire alarm.
Okay. All right, cool. Then we can power through. The strobe light's not bothering me that much.
Hey, Dan would know because he always here. Yeah. He knows all the people.
Yeah. The message is actually being played through the speakers, but we can't really hear it. We have the headphones on, so that's why we can't hear it.
Here's Tyler Hero. This was him after the game on Saturday.
Now we're going to hear what Tyler have to say. You already trashed him.
Well, I just want everybody else to hear what a ridiculous statement it was.
Yeah, I told the guys in the locker room, you know, we wanted to be here. You know, we're the 10 seed. We had two games to win on the road. We could have let go of the rope then. We could have, you know, lost one of those games. But we wanted this. We wanted to be in the playoffs. And it's our reality right now, but like I told you guys, it's not time to let go of the rope. You know, we're going to play till the final buzzer, and whether that's next game, game five, six, seven, another series.
Get one.
You just got to keep playing. That's what we're paid to do, and that's who we are as an organization. We want to compete, and we're not going out 4-0.
Great.
Hey, can I just say something? Hey, Vlad, you're familiar with this. Two guys go back and forth, and the one guy actually talk himself into an ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, hey, man, don't mess with me. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Whoop, knocked out, right? This side, Tyler gradually... He gradually worked himself up to that point to make that comment.
We ain't going out 4-0.
Right. Because up until then.
Print that shirt.
He was good. He was good.
Let's make
He was saying all the things that were accurate about their situation.
That was, that looks sad.
That was sad. It was sad. What are you going to do? The only thing that went well for Tyler Leroy was the fact that Garland didn't play. So, that didn't become a thing.
That made it worse to me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the guy that was trashing you, talking bad about you, doesn't even show up. He's like, you know what? I'm going to let my other guy. I'm going to let my side. I'm going to let my little brother come beat you up.
He got crushed by Charles Barkley.
Come on. Listen, bro.
Who, Garland?
Yeah.
Garland got crushed. He's like, you can't talk all of that noise, and then you don't play the next game because of a toe.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It was just, yeah. It didn't look good.
No, Jerome, everybody gave it to the Heat. But, like, yeah, Jerome, man, he's annoying. I mean, he does the flex thing. I'm like, ugh.
He's not a small dude either.
I guess.
Like 6'2", 6'3".
He's not big.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as just, like, when he's standing in front of Tyler, he looks bigger than Tyler.
Everybody looks bigger in front of Tyler.
Yeah. Remember that nonsense you was talking about, Tyler getting swole?
He does. Then he loses weight. It's hard for him to keep it up.
No, that's not.
It is. It's tough for him.
Dude, I look not swole after him. I look swole after I go do 35 push-ups. Then tomorrow I'm back to, unless I keep doing it. Tyler Hero was showing you his body after every workout. Yeah, he pumped.
So, Tobin.
Yep.
Now that tonight might be the final game of the season. Are you planning for next week's general manager, vice, you know, president? Or
am I planning for it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because every time you go, go down. That's what he's saying.
I feel like I'm going
to
be like,
I think we need to have a talk with you because we want to make sure that you, when you go to the Kaseya Center.
What do you want me to save, lad?
Every time you go to one of these, something bad happens.
That's not true.
Oh, you're the type of individual that's going to ask him, Pat, did you see last night's game between the Warriors and the Timberwolves in the second round with Jimmy going for 30? That's the type of question you would ask him.
Someone's going to ask him about Jimmy Butler, whether it's me or it's not me.
But you would ask him about, like, the game, right? Like, it would be the game Jimmy would score 30 or 35. Have an unbelievable
night. I think my number one question.
And you would ask him about
it. I thought about this, my question to Pat. I thought about, and I'm sure, other, I'm not like some genius question asker. I'm sure anybody who's going to have that press conference, but my number one question to Pat really would be, whether he addresses it or not, is, hey, you guys have been Cancun now the last 2 years by the one seed. Very clearly not the standard for you guys. How far off do you feel with Tyler and Bam as your feature guys? Because that's the real question of it. Is like, you're sitting here, you're going to have to pay Tyler Hero an extension maybe in October. You've already maxed out Bam. What's the max out of those two top guys of your roster? That's what's got to be asked about the Heat.
That's a legit question.
Here's the other thing. That, are you the only person to not realize, I don't care what Jimmy does with the Warriors, he wasn't going to do that here. And so any question about Jimmy knowing that is crazy because you weren't going to get that Jimmy here.
You weren't going to get him unpaid. You weren't going to get that Jimmy here.
Right. So you weren't going to get him once you decided not to extend
him. Yeah, he's got to – I mean, like, look, this is the thing with him not talking until now, whenever it's going to be. Yes, you have to – all the Jimmy stuff has to be asked about him too. What's he going to do? Didn't work out. He may no-sell it. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, Riley.
Well, last time you asked him a question, he didn't no-sell it.
It was stolen. No. Okay, hold on.
He stole a whole bill of goods, and now Jimmy.
He worked. No. That's not my. But this is why I take umbrage with people saying it's my fault. Okay.
This is why I take umbrage. You need to take a.
Zip it. What my question was last year was ask him about the comments, but also did he feel like the Heat were close with or without Jimmy to Boston? And he gave Boston all this praise, and he worked himself up into a lather to then rip Jimmy. It's his words, not mine.
Hey, so basically what you're saying is, back to that guy that talked himself into an ass whooping.
Right.
Right? He talked himself into it like Tyler just did.
He did.
So my question to you is, why are you getting riled up?
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You asked him Jimmy said, and he said Jimmy should shut it.
It had to be asked. It was big news that weekend, and it had to be asked.
Big news.
Butler saying that we would win if I was in the
series.
How
was that big news? Wasn't Jimmy like at a tennis tournament?
He was at F1.
But he also
was talking. Remember, he did the interview with Chris Haynes when they got their ass kicked in Game 3, and he goes, "We're about to go up 2-1." So he did a lot of talking,
but it wasn't the biggest story.
It was news.
The,
It was Tobin, off the weekend. It was
Tobin.
What? Tobin.
Come on, Tobin.
Stop trying to put icing on your poop
no,
cake.
No, stop telling me that I took a poop. I did not poop.
Point hey, for Leroy.
Hey, man.
I didn't do anything.
Really?
I mean, you got to hold. You know what? You have to be accountable,
Tobin. You went at Pat Riley like a tattletale.
He did.
I didn't go at him like a tattletale. He
your whole tone. Your whole tone.
You guys think that he didn't know?
Hold on.
He said, in the answer, he said, when I saw that, I thought, is Jimmy trolling or is Jimmy serious? So he already knew. It's not like I broke news to him.
And then,
stop saying I ruined the franchise. I didn't ruin the franchise.
Then he did the thing. It just what Tyler just did. If you talk long enough, you're going to talk yourself into something. And Tyler kept talking. We wanted this. We can't let go of the rope. I don't care if it's this game or game four, game five, game six, game seven. We ain't going out four. He just worked that way. Where'd that come from? He just kept going. That's what you did to Pat.
Pat, this weekend, Jimmy Butler said, if he was healthy, that Boston would have gone home. I know it's tough to live in hypotheticals, but if he was able to play and Terry was able to play, did you feel like the gulf has gotten way too big with you in Boston, or if you had your guys, that it might have been more competitive?
Are you sick? Were you sick?
No, he's not sick. The truth. The truth. You know what I'm going to start calling you?
He was just giving Boston praise. It just let down the shut up, brute.
Play-in Tobes. Ever since you start talking to Pat, they've been in the play-in.
That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
There's been turmoil around the organization.
What are you talking about?
At least when they were in the play-in before, they were like 10 games above 500.
You guys got mad at me with a finals question I asked him.
5 games below 500?
This isn't fair. Now you're just adding on.
It's not fair. It wasn't fair when you used your old interview voice.
Yeah, that was why I was saying.
17-minute question.
Leroy, that's why I asked him if he was sick. It almost sounded like he was scared to ask the question.
Yes, he knew it.
But he knew it.
You guys are
play this again.
You guys are ridiculous. We're going to relive something that I'm scared to ask. I ruined the franchise.
Pat, this weekend, Jimmy Butler had said, if he was healthy, that Boston would have gone home. I know it's tough to live in hypotheticals, but if he was able to play and Terry was able to play, did you feel like the gulf has gotten way too big with you in Boston, or if you had your guys, that it might have been more competitive?
You see?
What do I see?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that question?
What's wrong with that question?
You started off by saying it's
probably a hypothetical.
It's tough to live in hypotheticals. However.
Hypothetically speaking, you said it's hard to live in hypotheticals, but hypothetically speaking.
And you know who you're asking about hypotheticals to?
Hold on.
Riley doesn't live on hypotheticals.
That's not true. Because I also got him in trouble when I asked him about the asterisk thing.
So he admitted to getting him in trouble.
Well, I did get him in trouble because he had to put out a statement about the whole asterisk thing.
Hey, so there. So you see?
But
so,
that was asking about how. No. Hold on. Before you jump on me, can I explain myself?
Yes, you've been explaining yourself for 2 years.
We gotta take a break. I'll explain where I'm at.
No, it's not going away.
No, we gotta take a break.
You can take a break.
We gotta take a pee break.
It ain't going away.
Back after this.
We'll be back.
Guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Sunny this afternoon, high of 87. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 69.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half. Our recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI will find you the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
Your favorite shows, the games of your favorite Miami teams, and more can be heard on the free Odyssey app. Don't miss out. Download it today and make WQAM your favorite station.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back. Oh, thank God, the alarm stopped. Oh, nope, that's back.
You know, the alarm probably came on once you started lying about, you know, you're not the reason for...
What did I lie about, Vlad?
You're not the reason for all this turmoil in the 24-25 season.
Well, am I responsible for turmoil if I just brought to light what was going to happen?
No. No. See, no,
he wasn't going to pay him anyway.
Wait, you can't go that route because you already denied any wrongdoing.
The only way
now
you can,
you're saying
you could only say I did wrongdoing is if you think by that answer, Jimmy would have been on his best behavior, even without getting paid. That what you're well, see what you're deducing that, is it's
that's
not
what the, he said.
No, well, okay,
that's what Jimmy said.
Okay, but you're deducing that he would have tried his best for the Miami Heat. Even without getting the extension, if only Pat Riley didn't tell him to shut up.
I mean,
you didn't want to pay him anyway. I was pro pay Jimmy the entire time.
He did say that.
He did say that. So what you're saying is Jimmy lied.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying you think that he would have actually tried to win and compete at basketball and wouldn't have one-legged threed it with the Heat, as long as Pat Riley didn't say, keep your mouth shut.
Hey, we got the 56-point game where it all started, and it ended with a one-legged three.
Timbo Slice says, when you think about it, Tobin got Jimmy an extension. Butler needs to cut the check. It's probably why he winked at me when he came onto the court that day. Wink! He said, hey, thanks for that $113 million.
Oh, he winked at you when you saw the Golden State game?
Yeah.
He saw you?
Yeah.
And he gave you a wink?
Wink.
Yeah. You ain't
know what he's like? He was like, teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
My main man, Brandon Tobin.
He goes, hey. Remember when I no-commented you at practice? That was good.
My main man.
Hey, so, which brings us to our next question.
Mm-hmm.
Whose team are you on?
I'm Team Heat. You know that.
Oh, really?
You know that.
Because then why is the enemy winking?
I don't know.
At you.
I don't know. Enemy's a strong word. Enemy's a strong word. I don't have... I wish Jimmy Butler no success, you know, but I don't wish ill upon him.
Oh, I don't wish ill upon him either. But I'm just saying.
Hmm?
Like, come on.
What?
He winked at you like, good work.
Wink. He did. Actually, he did. It was very much like that.
Yes.
It was very much like that.
So, how can the man who benefited from all of your chicanery all of a sudden wink at you and you think you didn't play any role in this whatsoever?
Because
when the guy who benefited from it
sent
you some big face coffee and winked at
him. He didn't send me big face coffee. Stop adding it and making it worse.
Why is there a happy face on your cup?
Somebody
Jimmy sent him a happy face coffee cup.
Is Big Face Coffee named after you?
Perhaps.
Wow, you guys are in cahoots.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Oh my.
You guys actually don't
God.
Know this. I actually am part of the Warriors front office. I'm a scout.
Yep. Hey.
I'm an anarchy scout.
Now that we put all of it together, and then we see the result with Jimmy winking, why does the man who benefited from it think you are the reason why this all was able to happen?
I don't think he thinks that. He could have just been like, hey, winking.
Really?
I remember that guy.
Really? No. He went, thanks, buddy.
If I had these superpowers, trust me when I tell you, my question's going to be about Andrew Wiggins.
What are you doing?
Get him off the Heat.
No, now all of a sudden he tried to make a funny and say, oh, I see what I did. I'm going to try to do
it. I'm not making a funny. I'm serious.
Yeah, if I
genuinely had this superpower you're talking about, get Andrew Wiggins the hell off the Miami Heat.
Wait, you are undefeated when it comes to Heat coverage.
What's
every
that mean?
Every time you ask the question, something bad happens.
That's not true.
Because you ask them dirt questions. You ask them... the punting.
That's not
that,
true.
Yes.
I don't ask you.
I already know.
Yes,
I already know the question.
You're on the Pat McAfee show.
Here's the question you're going to ask
him.
You're
the same thing.
You're going to ask him about, Pat, is this time for us to go whale hunting? You're going to ask him that. You're going to ask him.
I don't think I'm going to ask him.
You're going to ask him if there's any orcas in the water.
No,
gonna, yeah, come on, Kevin Durant wants to be traded.
You know what? I'll just sit it out. I'll just sit it out this year.
Next Monday. Listen.
I don't know that it's going to be next Monday. I don't know when it is.
It's going to be within the next couple of weeks.
Will you come back here to do the show the next week or whenever it happens? You better not say, like, all of the coward question and askers asked.
Mm-hmm.
The media
mm-hmm.
had to be asked.
What? Okay, right? Hold on.
You know
it did have to be asked.
No, it didn't.
Oh, so you had to run to him with what Jimmy said?
Hold on.
Barry Jackson's not asking that question. Io Windelman's not asking that question.
That's fine.
Anthony Chang's not asking that question.
They asked hard-hitting questions already. They asked about the extension. What about the extension?
And
the play more.
And you
the Tyler
think
Hero.
At that time, Pat Riley wants to hear levity?
It wasn't levity. But it was important.
You just the man just answered serious questions, and then now you want to.
It wasn't levity. It wasn't levity.
You want to ask him show poniness questions.
Glad I got it.
Go ahead.
Let me ask. This is a serious question. You think that question could have been different, or responded differently
mm-hmm.
with what he said about Jimmy? If you would have just said, based on your current roster, do you think? How close do you think
okay,
you are
but,
to
but
Boston?
But here's the difference.
No.
This is the part.
It's the same question.
It's not the same
just
question.
Without
it's not the same question.
Without the fire start.
It's not the same question. If the best
player. You threw a firecracker at him.
If the best player thinks that if he was there, they would have won, I need to know, does the GM agree or not?
Right.
Can you beat the best team if you have your best player?
Here.
Or would they have smoked him anyway?
No. See? Here's where I got you. I don't have a problem with that. If you just said, hey, Pat, how close do you think you are to Boston with everybody being healthy? Instead, you went in at like, hey, Pat, Jimmy said if he was playing,
that's what
you
he
think?
Said, dude. If your best player says that, that's not important to know what the president's thoughts of that are?
No, not really.
What do you mean? Hold on. Let me just get this
straight. You could, you don't
hold
even
on,
know.
Hold on.
You could have asked
on.
What he thought.
Hold on.
You didn't ask him what Jimmy had to tell him what Jimmy said.
Because I'm going
to
explain.
If you lost Jalen Brunson, okay? Let's say you guys have Celtics next?
We'll have Celtics
okay.
next. If Celtics,
uh-huh. Jalen Brunson gets hurt,
mm-hmm.
and he misses the game,
mm-hmm.
but you guys lose.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to know, but he goes out and he goes, if I would have played... Different series. You wouldn't have wanted who's your GM? Leon Rose? He doesn't do press conferences, I know.
Right.
That. So Tom Thibodeau would be like, Tom, you think if you would have had Jalen, it would have been a different series or no?
I'm going to expect everybody in the Heat to think that if Jimmy Butler was playing and healthy, that they would have a chance to win. I would expect that.
Great.
But you, and because I know you, wanted to use this, that question, and maybe Riles, if Riles gave you the answer that you wanted, it would have been able for you to, every time you come on there,
it really
you
was
Boston not- Celtics, you got your championship,
it's
doesn't
not
mean
true.
Anything. Yes, it was.
No.
It was all for this.
It really was.
It was going to, it was, yes, it was. It was like a superpower. It was like when, you know, in video games, when you get a pellet to give you more life.
A pellet?
Yes. It would have given you
like
more
Mario
life.
Like Mario Mushroom?
Yes, it would have given you more life to talk so much trash to the Boston Celtics fans.
I don't think it was an indictment.
Leroy, am I wrong?
If anything,
Leroy, am I wrong?
If anything,
Leroy,
it's not,
am I wrong?
It's, you know, not it's not about the Celtics, though.
It would have been, it's the Celtics and the Knicks, your two most hated rivals.
But it would have been more on an indictment of Pat Riley's job, which is really what the point of it is.
Let me ask you a question. Who's your biggest nemesis in sports?
Mine? Like one-on-one or team?
Team.
Just one-on-one guy. I don't care what
person
team.
I hate the most in sports right now?
Yeah.
Gotta think about that one.
He has a lot.
If any question that I present to you that involves his name, right? Is going to be met with that kind of hatred showing. What I would say to you is this. One of his arch nemesis just won a championship.
Well, they didn't win the championship at the time.
Huh?
The championship had not been won by Boston.
It had not been won yet.
It was they were in the second round when this press conference happened.
Okay.
So let's not add you know, more things against me. That's not true.
But he admitted, which probably hurt him.
It probably did.
How good it was.
It should hurt him.
Okay. And then, after mentioning his arch nemesis, he got back to what was said that put him in that situation. And now the anger kind of came out when he said, Jimmy needs to shut it.
Well, that's not my fault.
It is, because you mentioned his nemesis.
Control your emotions.
You mentioned his nemesis. If I mention the guy you hate the most, there's nothing kind gonna come out of your mouth next.
Dude, are you the godfather or the grandfather? The godfather keeps it cool. Like, don't be emotional about it.
You blame it, Pat.
Yes, I am.
Wait a minute. Did you watch The Godfather? Every time they try to get out, they pull me back in. What type of controlled emotion are you talking about? Get out of here with that nonsense.
He put a horse in somebody's
bed. Goodness, Tobin.
Minus
How many
one.
Different ways you gonna spin this?
I just want everybody to stop. I just want people to stop yelling at me.
You're wrong. Every game.
You
need to be accountable. Just, you know, first of all, why don't you just take accountability that you were wrong?
Hey,
and you're the
I
cause
wasn't
of,
wrong though.
You're the cause of this horrible 24-25 season that's about to end tonight. You're the cause of the 37-point blowout.
Blad,
you're the cause.
I'm not the cause.
Hey, Blad. We need you to throw that little sidebar in there, Knicks fan. Right? We need you to put that in there. You see what I'm saying?
That was a little uncalled for.
Oh, Vlad attacking you with needle nose pliers.
He loves it so much. He's enjoying it way too much.
He can't say no without a smile.
We'll take a break. Game balls and game bums are next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bums. What do you got for us today, Leroy? Who do you want to hand out stuff in the locker room to?
See, like, I wanted, when I watched the game, I wanted to give it to the Heat, but it's unfair because you also have to acknowledge how good the Cavs are. And so I'm not going to go there. And so I'm going to leave that whole situation alone. Right? I really am. My game ball is going to go to F1.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I see it, I know what that area looks like. I know from going to that raggedy building that we used to do a show from.
Was very raggedy.
Right next to the Sex Emporium and Popeyes.
Pleasure Emporium
and Popeyes, right?
I know
what that area looked like. And when they show pictures of cars doing almost 200 miles an hour, in an area where the streets I can't even drive my car on, I am amazed every year. Every year I am just shocked at the fact that that area and where that race is where we used to do a show from.
That's true. We did.
Up along that creek.
It was on 441.
Up along that creek is the straightaway where people get off the highway to go to Dolphins games. They got a straightaway where they hit 180.
God, I can't tell you how...
I can't go 18 on that street when I'm going to the Dolphins games.
I can't tell you how much... The one thing I don't miss... God, it was a great location. Even if it wasn't like... It was a raggedy building. But like the stretch you then have to go the 3 miles longer to get here is 45 minutes.
Yep, absolutely.
But there was so many great things.
Let's not keep in mind that once a month somebody got shot at the Chili's.
All right, but Tootsie's was down the street. There was the
they
McDonald's
moved that
right
too.
There.
They
Come
moved
on,
it.
Man. What are we doing? You know,
they moved it.
They did have a McDonald's and a Pollo.
And a Pollo.
The
7-Eleven was
like
right
that.
There. If you needed money for the bank, you had it right there. The Walgreens was right there. Tony's the pizza.
Let's not
right
forget
there.
Stadium. Let's not forget Stadium Diner.
Stadium Diner's not that too far.
Just forget the sub place right there on the corner.
I can't believe you have me caping for 441 right now. I believe it.
But just saying. Like, if you've been in that area to have a Formula One race, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's cool.
Right. So, kudos to that. Because I don't. I'm
Isn't
not
it fixed, though? Doesn't the same guy win every time?
Yeah. No. I love it.
Oh, is this Verstappen?
Or, Max Verstappen, MVS. Yeah. But he's had a shaky start so far, him and Lewis.
And what's his name is changing teams, right? After this year, or did he already change?
Lewis changed teams this year.
Okay, he changed teams. Mm.
All right. What's your game bum?
My game bum.
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
Bum.
Whatever happened to genius J.J. Redick?
You got two of the greatest players I've ever seen. And y'all can't beat this team because they just being more. First of all, let me just say this. You losing games to Rudy Gobert, who's basically taking space on the court.
God, Anthony Edwards is so good, though.
Oh, he's. Oh.
He's so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell
you
Nas
know what?
Reed to miss a shot in the fourth quarter.
Right. You know what's amazing about Anthony Edwards? It seems like he could do whatever he want on the basketball court.
He can.
There's only been a handful of guys that you could say that about, right? There's a handful of guys in the league you say, oh, he do what he want to do on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the Lakers, like, come on, dude. Like,
bum.
What do y'all do? It's not that I'm a, you know, fan or whatever. I just want to see good games. I would like to see this be a longer series than it's going to be. But
yeah,
y'all,
it's gonna go
like,
six.
Huh?
I'll go six.
You think it'll go six?
Oh, the league is definitely going to have to force them to go six.
They're going to try. We'll see if JJ Redick doesn't blow it.
Although, I will say this. If y'all don't get out of the first round.
Who?
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
Yeah. What about it?
Nico going to be peacocking.
He can't peacock. They didn't make the playoffs.
It don't matter.
It does.
Because he could. Wait. His whole thing was. I'm building for a championship.
Well, if they don't get out of the first round, Luka, make a stink.
Right.
You're looking for a stink to come over here.
There you go.
We have nothing.
So that's my game, Buzz.
Did you just say we have nothing?
We have nothing.
Hey, wait a minute. J-Fig pitching in, which this might be a slight upset. We also had Popeyes.
That's true.
No, that 441 spot, man. Come on, man. Listen.
Hey, you know when they first came out with that sandwich?
Oh, that place
block.
Oh my God, traffic? Jeez.
Yeah.
That is game balls and game bums. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Dolphins finished their draft. And Mike McDaniel actually didn't want to answer a question?